Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd. Tune in Tuesday. We're continuing on in the book of Genesis. We're almost to the end. We're in chapter 49 and a little bit of 50 today, and then tomorrow we will finish up the book of Genesis. In the Proverbs, we'll be reading Proverbs 13, verses 1 through 12 today. This week, I'm reading from the Women's Study Bible, Christian Standard Edition. First, from Genesis, I'm going to be reading verse 1 of chapter 49, then going over to verse 28 and reading through 50, verse 3. Genesis 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather around, and I will tell you what will happen in the days to come." And then Jacob proceeds to bless each of his children one by one. And now I am going to move over to verse 28 and begin reading there. These are the tribes of Israel, 12 in all, and this is what their father said to them. He blessed them, and he blessed each one with a suitable blessing. Then he commanded them, "I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my ancestors in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hethite. The cave is in the field of Machpelah near Mamre in the land of Canaan. This is the field Abraham purchased from Ephron the Hethite as burial property. Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried there. Isaac and his wife Rebekah are buried there, and I buried Leah there. The field and the cave in it were purchased from the Hethites." When Jacob had finished giving charges to his sons, he drew his feet into the bed, took his last breath, and was gathered to his people. Then Joseph, leaning over his father's face, wept and kissed him. He commanded his servants, who were physicians, to embalm his father. So they embalmed Israel. They took 40 days to complete this, for embalming takes that long. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Before we move on, I want to read the study Bible note because I think it's so cool from verses 1 through 3. Joseph was present at Jacob's death as God promised back in 46:4. Jacob requested that he be buried with his family in the cave Abraham had purchased from Ephron the Hittite in the field of Machpelah near Hebron. To prevent Jacob's body from decaying on the journey to Canaan, Joseph requested Jacob be embalmed. This involved draining the body of fluids, removing the brain and most of the body's other organs, and coating it with natron to remove the body's moisture. Studies of fabric recovered from Egyptian mummies have revealed that embalmers also used the hardened sap of the acacia tree, known as gum arabic, to preserve the body, and pine resin, a natural antibacterial, to prevent decay. Then they wrapped the body in multiple layers of linen strips. And at the bottom of this page, there's a picture of a mummy and how it all worked. It's very interesting to think about how Jacob wanted to go back and be in the same burial plot as his ancestors, and also to think, okay, that's the promised land. That's where we're headed. That's where the Lord has promised. A land that we'll learn in the book of Exodus is quite difficult to move back to, but eventually, when we get to the book of Joshua, the people of Israel will enter the promised land again. As we move to the Proverbs, let us open our hearts to instruction from God's word. A wise son responds to his father's discipline, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his mouth, a person will enjoy good things, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. The one who guards his mouth protects his life. The one who opens his lips invites his own ruin. The slacker craves, yet has nothing, but the diligent is fully satisfied. The righteous hate lying, but the wicked bring disgust and shame. Righteousness guards people of integrity, but wickedness undermines the sinner. One person pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has abundant wealth. Riches are a ransom for a person's life, but a poor person hears no threat. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is put out. Arrogance leads to nothing but strife, but wisdom is gained by those who take advice. Wealth obtained by fraud will dwindle, but whoever earns it through labor will multiply it. Hope delayed makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Thank you for listening along every day as we read God's Word together. Verse 12 says, "Hope delayed makes the heart sick." This is not a condemnation on people who have delayed hope. It is just an observation that these hopes that we have that continually are delayed can make our heart sick. While we see Joseph as so strong, I can imagine during the times of his work in Potiphar's household and also when he was in prison, just this heart sickness that he must have felt for his homeland, for his father, for his mother, and that delayed hope made him sick. But we also see the other side of this proverb, that a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. When Joseph finally sees Benjamin and he's able to present his sons to Jacob, who is also called Israel, that must have been a wonderful moment. Scripture reminds us in Isaiah 40 that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And so whether you today find your heart sick or you are so full of joy that you feel as though you are made of the tree of life, wherever you find yourself, remember, the Lord calls us to dependence upon Him, and that in Him our strength is renewed. Will you pray with me? Oh God, you have been our shepherd all of our life. You have redeemed us from the pit of despair. When we wait on you, our hope is renewed and our strength is returned. Today, Lord, we pray for those in our midst who have a lot of delayed hopes. Comfort them, strengthen them, remind them of your presence. And for those who are realizing joy today, help us to be mindful and grateful. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.